From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, a carnival atmosphere as demonstrators for a 13th day call for the ouster of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. As demonstrators press their demands, the government is in negotiations with opposition groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo. She says the fact the Brotherhood is at the table is a significant sign.
Today, of course, the formally banned movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, is meeting with the government. This is pretty unprecedented. You know, since the 1950s, this is a party that has been banned here in Egypt, and now they're having official talks with the government of this country. Now, what will come out of those talks, we don't yet know, but certainly the very fact that they are being held signals that there are some serious negotiations going on about what the future of the Mubarak regime will be.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Cairo. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke to NPR in Munich today, where she's been attending a security conference. She's been keeping tabs on the Egyptian government's efforts to negotiate with the opposition.
Today we learned that the Muslim Brotherhood has decided to participate, which suggests that they at least are now involved in the dialogue that we have encouraged. We're going to wait and see how this develops, but we've been very clear about what we expect.
Clinton says the process must be meaningful, transparent, and lead to concrete action. In Iran today, a closed court hearing began for three American hikers accused of spying. Two American men have been in custody for a year and a half, while a woman arrested with them was released on bail last fall. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon with more details on the case.
An attorney for Shane Bauer, Josh Fatale, and Sarah Shurd told the ISNA Iranian news agency that he had not been allowed to meet Bauer and Fatale to prepare their defense. He added that Shurd, who was released on bail last September, had been summoned by the Iranian authorities to appear in court today. The lawyer said she had submitted a written defense that he would present to the court. The three Americans said they were hiking in the Kurdish-controlled area of Iraq when they were arrested in July 2009 and charged with illegally entering Iran. Their family said if they crossed over the Iraq-Iran border, it was inadvertent. U.S. authorities have called for the release of Bauer and Fatale, so far without effect. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
We've just received word that the two men still being held by Iran have pleaded not guilty. Strong winds are fanning wildfires near the western Australian city of Perth. A number of homes has been destroyed and evacuations have been ordered. Other areas of Australia are trying to recover from the devastating floods and last week's cyclone. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers are in the final preparations before today's Super Bowl. Both teams have been in the game before, and Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is going for his third Super Bowl championship. He says there's no greater feeling than winning it.
Anytime you get a chance to play in a Super Bowl, it's pretty awesome. But to have a chance to win it is even that much more special because they talk about you for a long time in the offseason, and it's just to have a bad taste in your mouth. To lose again the last game of the year. I mean, even if you don't make the playoffs or lose early in the playoffs, but to lose your last game is never fun.
President Obama will not be in Dallas for the game, but he will be throwing a Super Bowl party tonight. Mr. Obama is inviting about 100 people to the White House. The guest list includes lawmakers and officials from both parties. Today's face-off between the Steelers and the Packers in Super Bowl 45 is not the only clash of titans going on in Dallas this weekend. NPR's Pam Coulter reports the players and owners are battling over a new contract.
Representatives for the NFL and the Players Union met in Dallas for their first formal bargaining session in more than 2 months, and the pressure is on. The current collective bargaining agreement expires in early March, and if there's no deal by then, there's widespread expectations the owners will lock out players, throwing the nation's most popular and profitable sports league into labor turmoil. Two more bargaining sessions will be held in Dallas in coming days, giving the billionaire owners and millionaire players some time to find common ground on issues including an extended season, rookie pay, and benefits for retired players. Pam Coulter, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
Support for